question from Kiran Prabhu. What is the difference between Karma Yogi and devotee? People give the below kind of comparison to make a point that even karmis are no less than devotees. The working devotees work and earn. The pious and religious karmi also works and earns. The working devotee gives parts of the earnings to the Lord. The pious and religious karmi also gives parts of a part of earning to the Lord. The working devotee does his spiritual practices. The pious and religious karmi also does his rituals. And both also regularly visit temples. So what exactly is the difference between the two? Answer: the essential difference is in the values and the goals. The external lifestyle may seem similar. And in fact, the third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is telling Arjuna that don't be deluded by seeing the similarity in the external lifestyles of the karmi and the transcendentalist and mistaking that both are similar. Saktah karmanya vidvamso yatha kurvanti bharata kuryad vidvam tatha saktas chikirshur loka sangraham. So Lord Krishna describes saktah karmanya vidvamso, that the attached do work. So they are attached. So there's one category of people who are saktah and avidvams. They are attached and they are not informed. They are not vidvan. And the other category is they are asakta and they are vidvan. They are knowledgeable and they are detached. So the knowledgeable and the detached, and the unknowledgeable, the uninformed and the attached, both act in the same way, but there is a world of difference. The world of difference is in the values and the goals. So, first of all, the people who are just giving a part of the earnings and doing some rituals, are they karma yogis? Not necessarily, unless they are having a transcendental objective to their life. Most people in the religious community are generally at best karmakandis. That means they are pursuing dharma, artha and kama. So they are doing dharma so that they can get artha and kama. And that is okay as far as it goes. That can, if it is done well, take people to some higher destination, either in this world or the next world. But doing it well in Kali Yuga is not easy, because even practicing dharma involves a lot of entailments, and living in Kali Yuga itself involves doing so many sinful activities. So, first of all, most of the people who claim to be karma yogis are actually not karmis, are not karma yogis, they are karmis. And many of them are not just karmis, they may also have to do vikarma. They may have to eat meat, they are quite likely to be involved in some sorts of dishonest activities and some kind of gambling. Intoxication is a common part of modern lifestyle, and then illicit sex is also so widespread. So if we have a few people who are actually avoiding these sinful activities and are practicing some kind of charity, then they may be called karma yogis if they have a transcendental goal to their lives. For most people, their religion is just a social cosmetic. Hum bhi achhe log hai. Hum bhi mandir jate hai. Hum bhi daan dete hai. That is the idea that people have for doing their religious activities. They really are not interested in pursuing God as the ultimate goal of life. So, and that reflects in their values. If we look at their overall lifestyle, apart from the cosmetic of religion that they wear occasionally, they are practically indistinguishable from other materialistic people. So if we leave aside this broad category of people who may claim to be karma yogis but are not, they are karmis at best and usually some with quite a bit of vikarma within it. Now let's come to the karma yogis who are actually doing karma yoga. So these people, because they do not know Bhagavan, because they have not dedicated their life to Bhagavan, so for them the progression on the spiritual path will be extremely gradual. Because the ultimate purpose of dharma is not just to do dharma. The ultimate purpose of dharma is to awaken bhakti. So, dharma sarushitusya pumsam vishvaksena kathasuya nautpadaye yadiratim shrama evahi kevalam. So, if by even by doing a dharma, one is not awakening attraction to Krishna, then that is a waste of human life, that is a waste of time, it is a waste of endeavor. So, these people may be doing dharmic activities, and that is good. But if it is not done with an objective developing love for Krishna, then the spiritual progress will be extremely gradual. And as Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanam Ante. Actually, this Bahunam Janmanam Ante is for those who are striving on the path of cultivating knowledge through Karma Yoga first and then through Jnana Yoga, for them to realize that Vasudeva Sarvamiti and to surrender to him, it takes many lifetimes. Now for those who are on the path of Karma Kanda, it is actually many, many lifetimes. Because gradually their enjoy mentality itself keeps them going up and down in material existence for a very, very long time. And after the enjoy mentality gets exhausted, then they start developing detachment and they start inquiring spiritually. And it is that time that they slowly start coming towards perceiving an eternal goal, then detecting what eternal goal is. Then moving from Brahman, Paramatma, ultimately to Bhagavan realization, and then developing attraction for Bhagavan. So, on the other hand, if a devotee is practicing as a householder, then the devotee's values and goals are very clear. The devotee is clearly understood based on Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, that the purpose of life is to develop love for Krishna. And everything in this world has to be harmonized and oriented around that ultimate goal. So that's why the devotee is not just doing some religious rituals, which are called as punya. The devotee is doing sadhana. So sadhana are specifically activities that are designed and performed for the explicit objective of developing love for Krishna. These activities are far, far more potent than the most elaborate and expensive karmakandi activities. And there are repeated references in the scriptures to that. So therefore, because the purpose and the values of the devotees are far superior to those of the slightly religious karmis and the properly religious karma yogis, therefore there is a world of difference between the two. And to the extent one is confused that both of them are similar, to that extent one will decelerate one's own spiritual advancement and perpetuate one's existence in the material world. Thank you.